Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're about to have a conversation with comedian Michelle. And on our way there, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com. Remember, it's a credit union. It belongs to you. It's not a bank. Serves the same purpose. Or you can go to steinershow.org, click on the MeQ website, and all the information will be right there as well. We are joined now by comedian Michelle. Michelle is a co-host on the show every month, but she went off for a vacation, so we have to do it by phone for a few minutes here. She's 2011.
I miss you. I miss you feverishly, Mark. I don't know what the deal is. They're trying to keep us apart, Mark. I miss you feverishly, but I'm so glad to be back on the air with you on WAA, even though we're physically in two different places. Don't you love technology?
I love technology, and I hope you all are having a wonderful vacation.
We are. We are here at the beach at Rehoboth and spending the day in Ocean City just for the day, heading back to Rehoboth in a couple hours.
Mm.
We are having a great time, Mark.
The whole family?
I love it. The whole family.
You, Lamar, the kids, everybody's there?
Yes.
Good.
Me, my husband, the kids, and my niece, and we are just having a wonderful time, Mark. And needless to say, you know, it has been exactly what I needed, although I have to stay busy working with my gold diggers, who I love, and they're all listening in right now, Mark.
They are listening now. Well, let's go for those who have heard us before or who may not have heard us before and don't know what we're talking about. Let's describe the Gold Diggers Project and where this came from and what you're doing.
Well, I am proud to say that I am the founder and director of Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project, which is an initiative that was funded. They funded me with the Open Society Institute, thanks to Mr. George Soros and the Open Society Institute Community Fellowship here in Baltimore. And I was one of the folks who received a fellowship in 2010, currently going through my program right now. We're in our eighth month of programming, Mark, and we're taking 18 girls from Baltimore City's community of Park Heights, where I was born and raised for a large portion of my life. We're introducing them to the study of their ancestry, and we are doing that using anthropology, technology, and DNA testing, and a wonderful culminating cultural immersion trip to Ghana, West Africa, being filmed by the amazing film company of C54 Productions with director Chango Bell. So we have been really blessed to just get off, and we're off and running, Mark. And so that is Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project, birthright, educational excellence, and leadership development. That's what we're all about, Mark.
And you're doing many things, but this is part of a passion also because, as you just described, you grew up in that neighborhood. This is one
Absolutely.
Of those, and in many ways, right now, it's become one of Baltimore's forgotten neighborhoods. We talk about it a lot, but people just don't even realize the intensity of what it means to be a young girl living in Park Heights.
That's right. And having firsthand knowledge of that, while Park Heights was a different Park Heights in the 80s when I was being raised there in the late 70s, but I'll tell you, it still is one of the largest parts, I believe it's the largest community in Baltimore City, and it has definitely seen its fair share of hard times with a lot of the jobs that those families in Park Heights used to be, you know, longtime workers at Bethlehem Steel and Domino Sugar and all the other companies that employed a lot of Baltimore's working class.
Or used to.
And, yeah, used to. And it's seen its fair share of hardship, and it's in that public health area where everything in that zip code 21215 is listed in trouble. And so I as a stand-up comedian, although I travel the world and I work television, there's no way that I could be on stage and show up the way I do without having been raised there in Park Heights. And there's no way that I could be from that community and not keep my hand in there doing what I know I should do to be a part of the change. And so here's my contribution along with some amazing volunteers. I have to tell you, Mark, most of the volunteers have roots there in Park Heights. I mean, every single volunteer has a master's or doctorate in some helping field or some professional field, and they have roots in Park Heights, from Dr. Makeba Green to Donita Brown to Dr. Katrina McDonald at Johns Hopkins, who's been here doing work in Park Heights as a professor of sociology, to Mama Maya Janku, who's a part of the Sankofa Dance Theater, who's been our master teacher with our girls. I mean, you go all the way back to all our volunteers, even the director, Chango Bell, he was teaching at Northwestern High School, the film director. He was teaching there, teaching media and film, and everybody had their hands in on Park Heights, so it was serendipitous that we all came together and we're able to pour back into this community and chronicle it in film, as well as making it a huge, you know, hopefully national model for engaging our girls and really getting them fired up about educational excellence, using Birthright as the launching pad. And we've got tons and tons of partners, Mark, who have their hands in Park Heights. I mean, the mayor's office has been so helpful with this whole project. I mean, Department of Recreation and Parks. I mean, you name it. I'm a kid who hung out at those recreation centers, and I'm proud to say that the Department of Recreation and Parks has been a great partner, especially for our upcoming benefits. I mean, I could go on and on about all the people who've been there for us. I mean, Illumina Communications, who, again, the president of Illumina Communications grew up in Park Heights. This is one of the small businesses who does, you know, state-of-the-art design, marketing, advertising. I mean, James Evans, the president, is from Park Heights. I mean, it can't get any better than this if you see this melting pot of professionals that come out of that community who are pouring back into Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project. And it's just, it makes my heart feel good, Mark. It really does.
So I want to ask a few questions about this. Now, folks, you can join us here at 410-319-8888. And if any of the young women who are part of Gold Diggers are listening and want to join this conversation, please do at 410-319-8888. Because I think it's very important, and it's an important project. 410-319-8888 is the number here. As you talk with Michelle. And Michelle, I mean, one of the things, you mentioned a couple of things. I want you to describe what you mean by birthright and in this project.
Well, you know, Mark, that's a great question. And, you know my story, Mark. But to share with your listeners, I really have such a passion for all of my friends who grew up understanding their heritage, understanding their lineage. Yourself, Mark, being a Jewish American, you understand the legacy of Judaism and what it presented for you as a young man growing up, you know, what it gave you. Good, bad, or indifferent, Mark, it gave you roots. It gave you something to hold on to when the rest of the world tried to, you know, knock you down. And being a girl of African descent here in this country, you know, we've not been given the gift of birthright. We've been told that we are the ancestors of slaves and the buck starts and stops there. And it's left us, whether people like to admit that or even, you know, revisit that, it's left us, you know, I would say in my own hypotheses, at a deficit. I feel like because we don't actually know where we come from. It's not just North Carolina, Mark. You know, everybody in Baltimore is where they're from, North Carolina and Virginia, and that's where the buck stops. I mean, they go with the pit barbecue, the pulled pork barbecue, you know, that's our heritage. Well, I beg to differ. You know, I know that we have a much richer heritage. And while I celebrate the fact that we have been so decompressed and so stepped on and we've still risen in the ashes, I'd like to suggest that we have more than Baltimore. I'd like to suggest that we're descendants of Africa, and to be real clear, West Africa, to be clear, because of the transatlantic slave trade. And I believe by reconnecting those dots, Mark, I believe that once you know where you've come from, your history gives you a template. It gives you a foundation that no country can shake, because when you know that about yourself, you can go back, and when they try to knock you down, you can say, well, really, I am Ashanti, or I am Ga, or I am from Cameroon, I'm from Sierra Leone, and my people were known for this, that, and the other. And yes, we've had our trials, we've had our tribulations in terms of civil war and colonization, but we've risen above the ashes in our own homeland, and we still are some of the most powerful people. We are the most hated and the most imitated people in the world. And I'd love to, and I'm sure people would, you know, have their opinion about that, but I'll tell you this, I would love to give our girls, including the volunteers, their birthright back by sharing with them through DNA testing, which is what we're about to do. We're in our anthropological module right now, and we're doing anthropological research using Premises Premise of African Dance taught by Mama Maya Janku. But I'd like to say that this DNA testing is going to be critical. I mean, if you've seen any of those PBS specials, Mark, and you've seen how folks like Chris Tucker and Chris Rock and Oprah and other folks have had their DNA tested and what it gave them. You know, Emmitt Smith, the famous NFL football player, had his tested. And when he got the results, Mark, he said it was the most life-changing. Now, this guy has won all kinds of acclaim as an NFL football player.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that, oh, he has it all. He has homes. He has a beautiful wife. He has a family. It was this one single thing that changed his life. And in that moment, he decided to find out all he could about his ancestry once he had his DNA tested. Now he's actively in that village working, pouring back into that country. I mean, Mark, I think it'll be a life-changing experience.
Are you going to take the test too?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to take the test as well?
Absolutely. Every volunteer is having the test done, as well as the director of the film. I mean, everybody's having their DNA tested.
So what you hope to discover for the girls in the Gold Diggers Project in Park Heights, for yourself and others, is literally where in the continent of Africa your people came from.
We'll know exactly what country we come from. We're using a wonderful company called African Ancestry, and we're excited to be working with them. They're actually another, you know, organization that's actually working with us to even, you know, make sure that we get the best opportunities with African Ancestry. I'm so grateful to Dr. Raymond Winbush for connecting us.
From here at Morgan State University.
Yes, from Morgan State University.
Wonderful human being.
He is a huge advocate and one of our advisors, in fact, and Dr. Winbush is helping us. He's parlayed that relationship for us to have direct contact with the owners of African Ancestry, and so they're working directly with us so that we'll all know exactly what country we come from. So we're very excited about that, Mark. So that's birthright, Mark.
And so this is very powerful stuff that you're working on. And so these kids, tell us about the girls that you're in the program, how they got to you, how you got to them, where they're from, who are they?
These are some wonderful girls, and if they're listening, I'm telling you, if they call in, you'll fall in love with them over the phone. We've got 18 amazing girls. We actually went out to the community. I received the fellowship in November of 2010, and December of 2010, we started doing outreach. Myself and the director, Changa Bell, of the film, and also volunteers, we did an open house, an outreach program at Northwestern High School. It was all gender specific. We did an outreach program at Western High School, and we also did some outreach at some of the community churches, and actually Bethel Temple in Park Heights. And so there we talked about the program. We invited them to come to the St. Ambrose Outreach Center, who has been our amazing host throughout this entire process. St. Ambrose Outreach Center is where we actually house the weekly sessions, and we've been given great office there and just great space. And St. Vincent de Paul has been really great to us. And so we had folks come. From those outreach, these girls had to go home and excite their parents, because we believed in order to really, really, really make an impact, we had to have a connection to the families. It couldn't just be a connection to these young women, because we're talking about taking your daughter, your niece, your granddaughter out of the country, not just out of Park Heights, but out of the country. And so we had them come to the open houses. We had two open houses there at St. Ambrose Outreach Center, and we were astonished at, we had about 30 plus families come out, Mark, to actually be interviewed. After we did the open houses, we actually set up interviews. We interviewed the parent, guardian, and the young person, and we interviewed them. And I just have to tell you again, the amazing women that assisted me with the interview process, from, you know, Dr. Quinn Gentry over there at the Urban Health Institute at Johns Hopkins, who's the chair of our advisory. She was there nightly to help us interview. Dr. Melva Green, you know, who's been amazing, psychiatrist that studied at Johns Hopkins. She was there interviewing with us. Charmaine Turner from over there at the Center for Urban Families was there interviewing. We've had nothing, but if I could just tell you, Mark, it just was astonishing from the beginning how we were able to pull these women in, and they interviewed with us, and all of this was filmed again by C54. After the interview process, we told the girls that we needed to take them on just what we called a mystery ride. And we didn't tell them that they had gotten into the program, but we took them on a mystery ride, Mark, and we took them to Fells Point. Uh-huh. And once we got to Fells Point, at the end of the pier was waiting for us the great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Frederick Douglass. And she explained to them how her great-ancestor had traveled as a slave into the ports here in Fells Point, and told them how this would be, you know, a moment that they would never forget. And this was our way of letting them know that they had become the inaugural cohort of Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project. And it was an amazing night. We lit a candle for every ancestor, had a ceremony there. And from that moment forward, in January, we announced them to the community, had a great reception for them at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Again, another great partner throughout this process, with a lot of help from Corey Ramos over there. We had a ceremony there. The mayor attended and gave remarks. Congressman Elijah Cummins, who's been another great partner, and Trudy Perkins over there in the congressman's office, you know, they came and gave remarks, and we had a reception for them. And we penned them all with gold shovels. And we said, we are here to help you dig for your goals, where our intention is to change your life forever, to let you know that you are definitely bigger than Park Heights, and you're bigger than Baltimore, but we expect you to do great things and come back and pour back into the same community. And we hit the ground running, Mark. And now, you know, we're in our second module, and we that's how we got the girls. And they've been with us since January, and it's been an amazing ride, Mark, an amazing ride.
So when are you going to be taking off for Ghana? How's that going to work?
Well, we actually here's the magic part. This is the part where Baltimore can really show up, because we have got to get our ducks in a row. We need funding to get to Ghana, West Africa. We need Baltimore to really give to Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project. And our anticipated dates, we have two anticipated dates for travel. We have January of 2012 and February of 2012. We have two dates marked off just in case we have to revisit our funding situation. And so I wanted to just be a little cautious about that. Mm-hmm. Because raising funds to get 30 people to Ghana, West Africa is not an overnight 8-month situation. And if you're talking about raising funds for the travel and for the film, it's definitely not a 8-month situation, where unless there's going to be some amazing angel that falls out of the sky, and we're working on that as we speak. We've got angels working with us right now that are going to just bequeath you know, $250,000 to just cover everything, to give us money to bounce up and down off of. We can definitely make it happen in this short time. But we are doing all that we can. And so our anticipated dates are January and February of 2012, to answer your question. We definitely want to get us to Ghana and back within the time of the 18-month fellowship. That would be extremely awesome. But again, we need the community to see the beauty in this project. And if I can say this one thing, Mark.
I say more than one thing.
I know, Mark. This is something I love stand-up comedy. You know that.
Yes, I do.
My first love. You know that I love being on television. I love working the stage. I'll tell you, I would be nothing without this project and without these girls. Nothing in the sense that I would be a great comedian, but I wonder if I'd be considered a great person. A great person in that being a giver. Because Martin Luther King says everybody can be great because everybody can serve. And I just want to serve, Mark. So to answer your question about the trip, it would be in the beginning of 2012.
Pardon me. And you have an event. Listen, 410-319-8888. I want you to join us here at 410-319-8888, especially if you are one of the Gold Digger girls, young women, to join us and talk about the project. We have like 10 minutes to go with Michelle. So we want to get you on the air with us at 410-319-8888. The event Michelle is talking about, which we'll announce again here in a few more minutes before Michelle leaves, or we have to move to our next segment. The Gold Diggers event is on August 25th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Silburn Arboretum, which is at 4915 Greenspring Avenue. Cocktails, performances, and the first glimpse of the documentary about the Gold Diggers Project. And is there a phone number people can call?
They sure can, Mark. They can call 410-462-3908. Uh-huh. That's 410-462-3908.
And let's go to the phones at 410-319-8888. And Nikila, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
That's one of my girls, Mark. That's Nikira.
Nikira, excuse me. I didn't see Nikira. So tell me, Nikira, about yourself and about the Gold Diggers Project.
As a gold digger, I have learned a lot. And I'm proud to say that I have got to know all of the girls very well. None of us knew each other at first, and we get along.
Huh. You didn't know each other at first?
No, we have never met before.
So tell me what Gold Diggers has done for you, what you've done for it, what it means to you.
Gold Diggers has taught me how to learn about new things and try new stuff. And it's just exciting to be in an organization like this.
And how old are you?
I am 16 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Western.
Oh, cool. So even though everybody's from Park Heights, which actually is a huge neighborhood, I mean, it goes away from Northern Parkway down to Park Circle, some people say below, all the way over to Reisterstown, somebody pull up to Dofield or Garrison, all the way over to Pimlico, some say folks down maybe at Green Spring. So it's a huge neighborhood. So you and all your friends are coming from all over that area, right?
I think she may have hung up, Mark, but yes.
Yes, we are.
There you go.
There you go.
Nikira. And I just got to tell you, Nikira just returned from the Junior Olympics, and we are so proud of her.
Really?
She is an amazing student athlete, Mark, with exceptional grades. She and another gold digger, Markia just returned from the Junior Olympics as well. And they both are star students and just amazing young women in the Gold Digger Sankofa Project. We are so proud of them. Thank you so much, Nakira Ashley, for calling in. We really, really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, everyone.
Okay, Nakira. You too, baby. Take care.
Bye, Nakira. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I just, one of the things, Michelle, that just struck me listening to Nakir and thinking about some of the other kids I had on the show last week from the intersection and some of the kids I had on the show before that from the project that your husband took to Puerto Rico.
Yes, absolutely. The Globe Checkers.
Yes, I mean, that what it says and what we're not highlighting enough is the power and beauty of the kids in this community. There are so many beautiful young children here who are doing such good stuff. And they deserve recognition. They deserve to have be on the air. They deserve to have their voices and stories heard.
And that's why it's critical that, you know, we've been blessed to connect with a film company that saw the beauty in this. You know, the film was not a part of my initial proposal, Mark. I just have to say that. I was approached by this director once he got word that I had received the fellowship. And so he already saw what I didn't see. He saw that this is a story that has not been told about Baltimore. There's not been something that's really highlighted the beauty and the positivity of the young people coming out of Baltimore City and out of the communities where people say it's hopeless or helpless. And so he saw the importance of making this film. And, you know, because of films, because of productions like The Wire and The Corner, Baltimore is now a character. You know, if you mention Baltimore anywhere around the country and abroad, I mean, they're watching it in London. They're watching The Wire in London, like in droves. And if you mention Baltimore, immediately they'll say Snoop or they'll say something about The Wire. You know, we want to show that there's another character. There's another side. Baltimore's a schizophrenic, if you will. You know, there's ultimate, you know, there's ulterior personalities of Baltimore that have not been highlighted. And we're thankful to Director Changa Bell, you know, who has been doing this. We've been doing it on a shoestring budget. We haven't had funding for the film, Mark. And so he saw what you're saying right now. And that's another thing. I mean, we need all the help we can get to really showcase the beauty of these young people, the beauty of their wanting to be a part of such a different kind of experience.
And before we run out of time, we've got to make sure we have this information out again to our public. Another one of the Gold Diggers is called in. Let's get her on the air. Angelique, you're on the air.
Hello.
Welcome.
Angelique.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Ms. Michelle.
Hello, Angelique. Mark, this is Angelique. She's an amazing gold digger.
Thank you.
Angelique, very quickly, we have about 4 minutes left. Tell us about you and being in the Gold Diggers and how you got there and what it means to you.
Gold Diggers means to me, this is like an eye-opening to like different things and then going on the trip and stuff and meeting different people and having like your family coming as one, and it's like a big thing. And meeting Miss Michelle was like an inspiration thing. So it's like you can see different things than what you really know.
Thanks, Angelique.
I can't wait to meet all these young people. I'm gonna have to come when you get back, Michelle. I'm gonna have to run down and spend a little time with the Gold Diggers. And
you absolutely. Once you experience them, you can ask some of the folks who've come to lecture with them. I mean, Brother Sharfi came in and he
Chauncey, yes.
Me.
Right.
Yes, Brother Sharfi comes in and he says, you know what, Miss Michelle, please let me know when you need me again. I've fallen in love with all your girls. They're amazing. So Angelique is one of our another amazing Gold Digger daughters, and we're so proud of her as well.
So and this event, all the Gold Diggers will be at this event? The kids will be there too?
Absolutely. All the Gold Diggers will be. Actually, Mama Maya Janku has been teaching them anthropological interpretative dance, and they're going to be performing that dance at A Glimpse of Gold Diggers, which is our benefit coming up in just 8 short days, folks. 8 short days from now, we'll be at the Silburn Arboretum. So Gold Diggers will be performing A Glimpse of Gold Diggers. You'll get a chance to, you know, do a meet and greet, have cocktails, have some heavy hors d'oeuvres. We're grateful to Charm City Catering, who's going to be there giving us a great, great heavy hors d'oeuvre for you to chew on. And then you can come downstairs and watch the performance. We'll be having photo opportunities. You'll have a chance to meet and greet myself and prayerfully the director of the film. And all the folks will be traveling to be with us, some of the advisory members of our advisory board, and then you'll get a glimpse of the film. So we're very, very, very excited. Yes, you will have a great night. And it's just from 6 to 8:30 p.m., Mark. Just a short night.
So it is A Glimpse of the Gold Diggers. Glimpse of Gold Diggers. Mm-hmm. I want you to join Michelle and all these Gold Diggers August 25th. from 6 to 8.30 p.m., August 25th, 6 to 8.30 p.m. at the Silburn Arboretum, which is just over on 4915 Green Spring Avenue. Cocktails, performances, the young women are going to perform. There's going to be a glimpse of the documentary. You can call 410-462-3908. That's 410-462-3908.
Let me just say this real quick, Mark, before we go. I know you got to go.
Yes.
I just want to say this. To help us out, to get more information, visit the website. It's a webpage, golddiggers.us. And you can also friend us. We have a page on Facebook, Gold Diggers of Sankofa Project, Birthright Africa. Become our friend, and that way you'll know exactly what's going on with us for the next, from now into perpetuity. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, baby. We'll see you when you come back to Baltimore.
We will be back on Saturday. I'm in Frederick Friday night. I'm doing a show with Liz Winstey, the creator of The Daily Show.
All right.
So she and I will be performing in Frederick on Friday night. We're going to be doing an event for Planned Parenthood of Maryland. I'm very excited about that comedy show with a pioneer in the world of comedy, especially being the creator of The Daily Show. I'm real excited about that, Mark. So after my Friday night performance, I'll be heading back to Baltimore.
Michelle, take care. Be safe.
Thank you so much, Mark.
See you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So 410-462-3908. You can go to golddiggers.us and get the information there as well and join them and support them. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, we're going to be joined for one of our Urbanite Radio stories here with Kurt Bloodsworth, who is a man who spent time on death row until he was found innocent. He's been exonerated, and he is fighting to end the death penalty. So join us for this conversation coming up right after this brief break. Don't go away.